And our focus shall be the force of spirituality. Let me hear somebody shout spirituality. I'm not hearing you very clearly. The anchor scripture for this Youth Alive Forum is 1 Timothy chapter 4, beginning from verse 7 to 8. First Timothy chapter 4, beginning from verse 7 to 8. It says, but refuse profane and old wives' fables. Exercise thyself rather unto what? Unto what? Let God hear your voice, sense of God. Unto what? Exercise yourself unto godliness. Verse 8. I'd like everybody to read verse 8 together. One, go. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. How many things? Help me tell your neighbor, it's time to make the most of your life. Godliness is profitable unto how many things? Having in it profit both for this life and that which is to come. This life and that which is to come. You see, many don't know what really matters in life. Many know what tells. And that is the reason why they keep from. Shadows. In time and life. So many people end up with monumental regrets in destiny because they don't know actually what you know. 34 to 37. The scripture says, his disciples also. Everybody that wants to make the most of his life. He said unto them, come, take up his cross and follow me. We are reading 7, let's be as fast as possible. For but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's shall save it. Praise. Don't know. Is there in gain? What gain is there for a man in the world? In 37. Everybody read with me. One to go. Or what a man give in exchange? Like you to know, child of God, you are more than this physical. To make destiny, you must have dependent. See, is the key in destiny. Spirituality. Spirituality. Is the master key. Rising. Nevertheless, the foundation of. And let. Apart from iniquity. Spirituality. Verse 20. In a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor, some to dishonor. Verse 21. If any man spiritualize himself, he shall make the most of a vessel of honor. I one of us here on our return from Shiloh, honor shall be new identity. in the book of Romans chapter 8. Spirit. To maximize destiny. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. The Bible says, minded, be spiritually minded. It's like, how did you aid anyone's maximize destiny? In Psalms chapter 102, from verse. Is the man that that delights greatly in his commands. Verse 2, his seed shall be mighty upon earth, the generation of the upright shall be blessed. Verse 3, wealth and riches shall be in his house, his righteousness endureth forever. Verse 4, the Bible says, unto the upright, unto the spiritual, ariseth light and darkness. He is gracious, full of compassion, and righteous. What more can you look for? When you are covered, generation covered, and your spirituality is the key to a world of exploits that lasts. We are in an age of quick results. Shortcuts. But note that exploits are so. Look at Psalms 1, verse 1 to 3. He says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the seat of sin, in the seat of the scornful. It is in the law of the Lord, and in his law that they are. He says, he shall be like a tree, a shrubs, lifespan. You see, they bloom so quickly and they disappear so suddenly. But grow like he shall be like a tree. That is lasting exploits. He will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That is, whether there is lockdown or there is lockup, it doesn't affect him. I decree concerning everyone under the sound of my voice, as the Lord liveth, your spirituality is taking a new color. Without spirituality, destiny is minimized. Without spirituality, destiny is trapped. As a matter of fact, without spirituality, destiny is totally doomed. In Romans chapter 3, verse 23, Romans chapter 3, verse 23, it says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Without spirituality, you are shortchanging your destiny. You can't make the most of your life. You are minimizing your life. This is why, as youths, we must wake up to responsibility. Because so many people think we are having fun, whereas we are actually frying our lives. We are actually selling off our destiny. No, it's our time, it's our time, it's our time. Let's have fun now. It's our time, it's time for fun. Under all kinds of names, some pitiful conditions and circumstances people face today is as a result of their partying and clubbing in the days of your youth. What you do with your youth comes back to do you after your youthful age. Now, we are partying, we are clubbing, leave me alone. And you think there is no consequence. Habakkuk chapter 2, read verse 15 to 16. Habakkuk chapter 2, 15 to 16. Woe unto him, what? Woe unto him that giveth his neighbor drink. What do we do in a party? That putteth thy bottle to him and makest him drunken also, that thou mayest look on their nakedness. What do we do in parties? Woe, woe, Woe. Verse 16. The Bible says, thou art filled with shame for glory. That shall not be your portion. Drink thou also, and let thy foreskin be uncovered. The cup of the Lord's right hand shall be turned unto thee, and shameful spewing shall be on thy glory. Many people have isened prostitution as runs. What do? Runs. Not knowing that as you are runcing, you are ruining your destiny. Now, many have ended up hanging their destinies to death by hanging out by wrong association. Proverbs chapter 1 from verse 10 to 19. Proverbs chapter 1 from verse 10 to 19. A very quick read. The Bible says, my son, say with me, I hear. I didn't hear you. If sinners entice thee, what did God say? Consent thou not. Don't hang out before they hang you. Verse 10, verse 11, let's go very quickly. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let's go into cultism. Let us work privily for the innocent without a cause. Verse 12, it says, let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those that go down into the pit. Verse 13, the Bible says, we shall find all precious substance. That's where we have Lexus. That's where we have rice. We shall fill our houses with spoils and parties. Verse 14, cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. Verse 15, very quick to verse 19. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. It says, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. It says concerning them, surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. In verse 18, it says, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lock privily for their own lives. And in verse 19, so are the ways of everyone, pastor's child, everyone, deacon's child, everyone, choir member, everyone. So is the way of everyone that is greedy of gain. So is the way of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Do you know how many people Yahoo has killed? He says, it's your own blood you are drinking. You see why spirituality is wisdom. What is spirituality? Very quickly. Spirituality is living by the word of God. Matthew chapter 4 verse 4. Man shall not live by bread alone. This pleasure is only for a moment. Man shall live by the word. You can only make the most of your life by following the dictates of the word of God. Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 16. Everybody knows Jeremiah as a weeping and lamenting prophet. But when the word came to Jeremiah, something different happened. Something changed. Something turned around. It says, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name. Nobody will know it's Jeremiah talking if you know how he laments. The word of God is the base of spirituality. Spirituality simply means scripturality. In Psalms 119, beginning from verse 97 to 100, Psalms 119, 97 to 100, oh, how love I thy law, it is my meditation all day long. Verse 98, thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. Verse 99, it says, I have more understanding than all my teachers. This guy was making the most of life by engaging with the word of God. For thy testimonies are my meditation. Verse 100, everybody read with me. I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts. What you don't read, how can you keep? What you don't value, how can it add value to you? Let us understand this sense of God. We cannot make the most of life without knowing what life truly means. To make the most of life, to score a goal, you should know where the goalpost is. In this kingdom, which is the kingdom of light, which is the advantageous part of destiny, God's word is our life pack. Let me hear somebody say life pack. Louder than that, say life pack. God's word is our life pack. From the drama we just watched from the Joy Company, it is carrying all that is needed to make the most of destiny. In it is the sword to fight. In the word is the light for guidance. In the word is the food for nourishment. In the word is the medicine for healing. God's word is our life pack. No wonder, by the revelation of God in Acts chapter 5 verse 20, the Bible calls it the word of this life. The words of this life. Jesus, by that revelation, he says, hey, man shall make the most of his life, not only by eating bread and drinking wine, but by engaging with the word of God. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Hear this and hear it clearly. Living contrary to the word of God is a lot of hardness. It's like living with woes accompanying you. 2 Chronicles chapter 15 verse 3 to 4. Now for a long season, Israel had been without the true God, without a teaching priest, without the law. But when they in their trouble, when they were without the word, without a teacher, they were in deep trouble. They sought the Lord. The Bible says concerning them in verse 5, in those times that they lived without the word, there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in, but great vexation. Not just vexation. Could it mean that so many things we are passing through are unnecessary? They are just because we are not measuring on the major. We are measuring on the minor. We left the word of God, which is the life, and we are pursuing every other thing, which is nothing compared to life. Can you imagine what a car will be like? Fitted car, padded car, solid car, latest car, driving in this kind of Ojuere road in the night without light. If pothole does not wound you, gallop will wound you. If gallop does not wound you, gutter will wound you. If gutter does, oh man, the danger is too much. This world is covered with darkness. It's a prophetic agenda. God's word is the light that gives you direction so that you don't crash before your time. I want to pray from today, your appetite and my appetite for God's word shall know no bound. Let your amen turn things around. What is spirituality? Spirituality is walking in the fear of God. Let me hear somebody say, walking in the fear of God. Genesis chapter 39. Verse 9 showed us one of us, a young man, Joseph, a young adult, when he was confronted with immorality. Because some people think that what is happening today is new. Nothing is new. As a matter of fact, church, we have not seen anything yet. Nothing is new. Stop giving yourself excuse. You know, some people, when they fall into temptation, they say, I was tempted. They don't allow me to rest. You have people saying things like this. Pastor, anywhere I go, guests follow me. Guests follow me. You, the way you are. Guests are following you the way you are. So when you become... Pastor, I don't know why the only people that come for my hand in marriage are married men. Pastor, this thing is difficult. I've tried my best. They are talking as though it's not their fault, shifting the responsibility to God. Sars and Mars, in the time of Joseph was a boy, and the master's wife was forcing him to the point of tearing his clothes. How many ladies have torn your clothes? Now, listen to this. Listen to this. Joseph said, no! How can I do this? Against the Lord. Against the Lord. Against the Lord. In the book of Genesis chapter 42, verse 18, we saw another youth, Jacob. The Bible says concerning him, it says, sorry, Joseph still, it says, Joseph said unto them, this do and live, for I fear God. So Joseph knew the secret of his life. Joseph knew that he was not alive because he was smart. He was not escaping all the things he was facing because he was brilliant. Joseph understood that what I'm enjoying is by reason of the foundation of the fear of God, which is making me unmovable. The rain is coming, the sun is shining, the wind is coming, yet I'm unmoved because my foundation is in spirituality. I'm fearing God. He said, do this and live. You threw me inside the pit, I lived. I faced accusation, first accusation, I lived. I was thrown into prison, I lived. Till today, I'm living. I'm not just existing. I'm making the most of life because I fear God. You people, follow me. Do this. Help me tell you about, do this. Help me tell you about, fear God and make the most of your life. How about another youth called Daniel, when he was faced with all manner of options to compromise his faith in the nation of Babylon? No father, no mother, and this was a juicy offer. Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, and Daniel purposed in his heart. This shows it's a personal thing. The fear of God is not universal. The fear of God is personal. We don't die together. Mind your business. Can I talk to us? There are people that live their lives as if no one can talk to me. I have my life to live. Let me beg you, even if you don't fear man, it is wisdom to fear God. Psalms 121, verse 10, it says, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. That is, without it is the bosom of folly. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Verse 13, you want to make the most of your life? The Bible says, let us hear the conclusion of this life. And the man talking is a man you should listen to. You are talking about cars. Solomon had chariots that we are still thinking if there is any man that has made that record. You are talking about women. Solomon married 300 and had 700 as Jarah. You are talking about name. Solomon was at the top of names. Is it about wisdom? Solomon was the highest in spiritual wisdom and the highest in carnal wisdom. Solomon was everything. When he had tested and tested and tested, he came and said, hear the conclusion of the matter. Where you want to go, that's where I'm coming from. Hear the conclusion. Hear the conclusion. Hear the conclusion. Hear the conclusion. Don't suffer what I suffer. Don't suffer what I suffered. Hear the conclusion of the matter. Winners, youths, hear the conclusion of the matter. You want to end up like our fathers. Even at old age, they are still thriving. Their families are thriving. Hear the conclusion of the matter. Fear God. Keep his commandments. That is the whole duty of man. Lift up your two hands, say with me, I receive grace. This does not mean working for God. It does not mean being in a unit. It is having a quality walk with God. It is desiring a personal encounter with God. From Genesis chapter 12, God's interest fell upon Abraham. He called him out. You can be walking around God and not be walking with God. My father told me a story once. He said in the village, in the early hours, men will go to farm with their wives. And men will come back early with their machetes. Women will be coming later because they are carrying load with children. So their pace is not as fast as men. Men will just carry their machetes and go. When men sit down at the village square, when they see women coming, they will say, oh, Ebo, Nna, our wives are coming. My father said, you that is saying our wives are coming, where is your own? Our wives is not the same as my wife. Abraham was walking with God. Genesis chapter 12. Leave your father, leave your mother. Come. He went. Abraham was walking with God. But in Genesis 17, verse 1, God appeared to him and said, Abraham, if we continue like this, the journey is too far. When he was 90 years, he left at 75 years. The Lord said to him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou what? Perfect. Let me help your destiny. Two cannot walk together except they be agreed. To fear God is to agree with his terms. Be careful. Our Father will tell us, don't allow public opinion to send you to personal destruction. Walking with God. Beware of replacing spirituality with activity. There are two different things. I saw in Matthew chapter 7 from verse 20 to 25 something that made me fear. Activity to the peak. People gathered. Wherefore, by their fruits, ye shall know them. Verse 21, he says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord. Even God says some people will be saying to him directly, Lord, 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 Lord. Yet, if they are not doing my bidding, if they are not heeding to my command, it's dangerous. If you read further to verse 22, 23, and 24, he says, some will even come on the last day and say, we cast out devils in your name. Beware of activity, church. Beware of activity. You are a member of Home Cell, zonal leader, yet your street people are not coming to church because of your activity. Then we say, we cast out devils in your name. We hear the sick. And God will say, I knew you not. That is to say, I never even knew you. Could it be that you have been in church for 10 years and you are only absent in your presence? Spirituality means to fear God. That's how to make the most of your life. Church, what shall it profit me that I'm in church? Running, running, 10 years, 20 years. Abraham ran from 75 to 99. God said, Abraham, come, wait. Walk before me and be perfect. The way you are going, the journey is far. I'm no respecter of person. Beware of replacing spirituality with activity. What does it mean? To fear God. Sorry. What does spirituality mean? It means living with eternity in view. It means living with eternity in view. Tell your neighbor there is a future. It means living with the future in view. SARS and MERS. It doesn't matter what you have mastered. Until you master the future, you are losing big time. One day, life on this earth will become past tense. Whereas eternity is forever and ever and ever and ever. Life on this earth will soon become past tense. But eternity will never come to an end. Many a times, we brag as if we will be young forever. He said, remember the Lord in the days of your youth. Because even before you die, days are coming when you will want to do something and you just think, am I still the person? Okay, look at how to make it real. I know many of you here, your father is alive, your mother is alive, your uncle's alive. Let me ask you, where is your grandmother? If your grandmother is alive, where is your great-grandmother? If your great-grandmother is alive, where is your great-great-great-grandmother? If that one is alive, where is your great-great-great-great-great? The question is this. Where are they? They are not dead. They are awaiting judgment. It's appointed unto man once to die. After it, it's not the closing of the book. Is the opening of the book. Living with eternity in view. Living with eternity. God's servant will say, live a life that will be a blessing to your children. A life that will open the door to your children. Your children will say, where is the God of my father Abraham? God will say, I'm here. Abraham is my friend. Jacob, the way you're behaving, I should have killed you. It's because of Abraham. Whereas some people, the sons of Eli died partly because of the iniquity of Eli. I pray today, everywhere across the earth, every trap of carnality the enemy has put in place to waste our destinies, those traps are scattered today. What are the benefits of spirituality? As we begin to wrap up. You know, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, that we read as the anchor scripture, from verse 7 to 8, it shows us that the gains of spirituality covers both this life. Somebody say this life. And that which is to come. It's not only about heaven. It begins heaven on earth, but continues the heaven after the earth. The first benefit is life and peace. Life and peace. Life and peace. Romans 8 says, to be carnally minded, no matter who you are, no matter your level, to be carnally minded is death. But this, to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Receive life and peace. Isaiah chapter 48 verse 22 explains it. What does it mean when God talks about life and peace? Isaiah 48, 22. There is no peace, saith the Most High, the wisest. When God talks, everything hears. Don't mind pretense. Some rich people are actually crying and dying. God says no peace for the wicked. You can't camouflage it. Because God cannot lie. Except you line up with God. What the Bible is saying, there is no peace. You drink yourself to stupor, forget it for a while. In the morning, you wake up with worse challenges. You go contrary to the word of God and waste your life in gambling, in borrowing, living above your size. It is waiting for you in the future. My people share a proverb. That is, when you get it from the side of the pot, it will go to the side of the mouth. Have you licked soup from the pot before? When you position your hand like this, you see, your mouth will begin to align. It doesn't go. In Isaiah 57, verse 21, Isaiah 57, verse 21. The Bible speaking in Isaiah 57, verse 21, he made something, an illustration that you should take note of. Isaiah 57, verse 21. There is no peace. Second time. And the prophet talking is Isaiah. Among the prophets of the New Testament, tell me who was at the class of Isaiah. This man dictated Jesus' birth, Jesus' death, Jesus' future. Isaiah is a man that when he speaks, even God doesn't change it. God begs him. Isaiah went to Hezekiah and said, Hezekiah, pack your load, you're dying. And he passed. Hezekiah turned to God and cried, God help me, God help me. God said, some men are in different levels. I can't change this thing without consulting him. Isaiah, I beg, go. Now, this man is saying two times, there is no peace for the wicked. That is generational. Now I decree every trap that has kept you in wickedness is shattered right now. Spirituality keeps you in life and peace. Number two, it gives you joy unspeakable. When you are living spiritual, you are living in the fear of God, you are living with the future in view, eternity in view, you are living according to the word of God, you will be joyful. He says, I found your word, Jeremiah 15:16, and it was the rejoicing of my soul. You want joy? You don't know joy until you start living by the word of God. For instance, do you know hatred, bitterness, and unforgiveness can kill you before your time? You don't know until you agree with God to forgive. You now know what peace and joy looks like. Number three, benefit of spirituality is favor. These are the ingredients that makes the most of life. Tell me what is life without peace? Tell me what is life without joy. Tell me what is life without favor. Favor is the flight realm of life. You know, in life, there is the crawling realm. There is the walking realm. There is the running realm. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run. They shall walk. Those are realms. Favor is the flight realm of life. After flight, there is no other thing. The only other thing remaining is disappearing. Imagine what it takes to walk from here to Kaduna. Imagine what it takes to walk. It's a realm. To cycle, bicycle, to Kaduna. By the time you reach there, maybe the bicycle is the one cycling you. But our Father tells us nothing flies like what? Favor. I want to pray from today, this kind of favor that this commission enjoys, the favor to win battles you didn't fight, the favor that gives you things that others cannot dare, let it become your experience from now. But look at the secret. Psalms 5 verse 12. Psalms chapter 5 verse 12. For thou, O Lord, will bless the righteous, the spiritual, with favor will thou compass him as with a shield. To compass means to round you up, to fence you round. That is, you turn to the right, what do you see? You turn to the left, what do you see? Maritally, what will you see? When you finish, when you graduate and you want employment, what will you see? When everybody is suffering lockdown, what will you see? In case if everybody is dying, what will you see? That is the reserve of the righteous. This is my confidence. You know why? When you get favor from God, man, we have no choice but to favor you. Let me put it like this. Favor from God is favor by force. In Luke chapter 5, chapter 2, verse 52. Luke 2:52. Talking about Jesus. The Bible says, Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God. Concerning man, the Bible says, and when God favors you, men, they are addendum. When the word of a man pleases the Lord, spirituality, even his enemies will be at peace with him. Stretch your hands towards the altar. From today, the favor on this altar becomes your portion wherever you are. What are the benefits of spirituality? Sound health. Sound health. When you keep yourself by the word of God, from immorality, from partying, from smoking, apart from securing eternity, you are also securing your longevity. Because when you burn your liver by smoking, you are the one reducing your days. When you finish your womb physically with abortion and all manner of drugs, you are the one suffering. When you finish your emotion, you know, some people, they have this language. They broke my heart. They broke my heart. If you didn't give them your heart, would they break it? The Bible says, keep thy heart with what? All diligence. Until you get married. But you carry your heart. No. What is God saying? God is saying, when people make demand, you check, does it align with God? If it aligns with God, yes, I agree. If it doesn't align with God, I don't agree. Do it to prove that you love me. Do it to prove that you belong. You know, when I was in school, they would say, which color did they fly? Some people, I'm asking them, are you blending? Are you tomato? Sir, have you ever seen a woman, you see women carrying tomato and pepper to go and blend? To go and grind. Have you ever seen somebody that packed concrete to go and blend? Even the blender will arrest you. Now, if you know who you are, you won't be moved by what moved them. Now, you are a part of the rock of ages. They don't grind you. You are the one that grind them. When they fall upon you, they are broken to pieces. When you fall upon them, they are ground to powder. You are always at advantage. You are always at advantage. Somebody says sound health. Let me hear you more. Sound health. Psalms 84 verse 7. They grow from strength to strength. All of them as they appear before the Lord. Remember, he didn't say all of them as they go to church. Strength represents health. He says they grow from strength to strength as they appear before the Lord. Not as they go to church. You can go to church and not appear before the Lord. With iniquity, the Bible says he cannot behold you. You are only around. He doesn't see you. To appear before him, you have to be spiritual. He says, the hour cometh when everyone that worship me will worship me in spirit and in truth. For those are the kind of people I look for to appear to. Didn't you see what he said concerning Shiloh? He says, because I want to appear to you with encounters. Prepare yourself. Clean yourself. So, those that appear before God are the spiritual in their doings, in their business, in their relationship. How can I do this? I don't do it. I'm not like you. Let me surprise you. Gold is scarce. Eagle is scarce. Am I correct? Many people like to feel belonged. Don't you know that majority are always the minority? Check in the school of birds. Pigeons are everywhere. Vultures, eagle, scars. Check in the wildlife. You can see goats. Dog is even around your house. You can even eat pepper soup, ishi ewu. How many times have you eaten ishi lion? Somebody says scars. If you want to be scars, be scars. I don't do what you do. I am gold. I'm not clay. I am lion. I'm not sheep. I am eagle. I'm not vulture. So, don't feel cheated. Don't feel cheated with spirituality. You are securing this life. And you are securing eternity. How will it be that you are a big man to the point that your dog counts it a privilege to lick the womb of a human being? They were licking the womb, the wounds of Lazarus. And at your death, the Bible says, you were begging Lazarus to give you water. There is eternity. There is eternity. Beware of wearing designer on earth and ending up naked after this life. Lastly, because of time, in spirituality is divine empowerment. Divine empowerment. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. Divine empowerment. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. It says, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words to you. The spirit there connotes power. The cleaner the vessel, the more the power level. It says, I will not pour new wine, new power level into an old wineskin. No, it has to be new wine for new wineskin. That is why spirituality is a continuum. Spirituality is something that is continuous. Beware of saying, I stand. How are the mighty fallen? Keep on cleaning yourself. The path of the just is like a shining light that shines today, shines tomorrow. Where you stop shining is where you start sinking. In spirituality, is your exploits that last. I want to take one example and we pray. The sense of judgment is important in making the most of our life. Many are already successful, in quotes. But look at Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul was an expert in law. Yet, he was not making the most of his life. He was actually trapping his destiny. Apostle Paul was also an expert in building. I mean, expert lawyer, expert builder. Yet, he was minimizing his destiny. Apostle Paul was an expert in unionism or activism, or better still, terrorism. Put their blood on my head. Give me, sign the paper for me, I'm going after them. Expert, expert, expert. Yet, he was going down, down, down. In his confession, when it pleased the Lord, who separated me from my mother's womb, which meant he was already having a glorious life from his mother's womb. But look at how the trap of carnality, absence of spirituality, was trapping him, minimizing him, shortchanging him. He was going straight to hell. He was losing big time on earth. In those days, who knew him? And for what? That people see you and run. Is he a testimony? Who knew him? And for what? But when he switched to spirituality, on the altar of spirituality, everybody could testify that on earth, he made the most of his life. The people on earth confessed about a human being. The gods, a human being. That is how to make the most of your life. Because as a child of God, you are a God on earth. Until Paul switched to spirituality, they could not say, the gods are come down in the likeness of men. The gods, the gods, the gods. For somebody here, that shall be your new testimony. Paul was not only known by men, he was known by both angels and demons. In the book of Acts chapter 27, from verse 22 to 23. Acts chapter 27, from verse 22 to 23. Paul in the midst of danger, peace unshaken, joy without bound. He said, I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss. This lockdown will not lock anybody down. There shall be no loss of any man's life. In verse 23, it says, for there stood by me this night the angel of who? The angel of who? I want to pray. From today, you will not be dreaming nonsense dreams. The things you will be seeing from now shall be divine and heavenly. I mean, in the midst of quakes, in the midst of turbulence, angels were around him. Do you know what angels are? Angel, the Bible says one of them, he put his leg in between the sea and the other leg in between the city. Imagine the nearest sea to Lagos, the leg there. When that kind of angel stands, which ocean can cover him? So when that kind of angel appears before you and say, Paul, relax. It's like somebody who is sitting in a stair, in an upstairs, watching people downstairs, scampering for help. Paul, relax. At best, I will just pick you up and hold you until the thing finish. Didn't you hear? He will give his angels charge over you. 1,000 this way, 10,000 this way. But because of angelic backing, it will not come near you. Why? Spirituality. It wasn't only testimonies of angels. Even demons were testifying that this man is making the most of his life. In Acts chapter 19, verse 15, to the sons of Sceva, demons said, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. This was a man that nobody knew, despite his expertise as a lawyer, expertise as a builder, expertise as a unionist, expertise as a terrorist. Nobody knew him. Heaven was not reckoning with him. Hell was beckoning at him. But when he turned to spirituality, man knew him. Even animals knew him. Viper went to bite him and withheld his venom. Sorry, oh, no mistake. No mistake. If you know you are ready to make the most of your life, jump up as a youth and shout, fire! One prayer, and we'll be on our way. Lift up your two hands everywhere. Lord, I receive grace to make the most of my life. on the altar of spirituality. Lift your voice right now and pray. If there is anything that is trapping you, this is the time to address it. 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 No more carnality. And Daniel purposed in his heart not to sin against God. No more trapping my destiny. No more shortchanging my destiny. I take grace to make the most of my life. Engaging the force of spirituality. Lift up your voice right now and pray. Oh God, if I have trapped myself with any vice, if I have shortchanged my destiny by any covenant, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Turn things around. Turn things around. Turn things around. Turn things around. This is the foundation. Talk to God. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pour out your heart. This is the beginning of making the most of your life. Glory to God. Lift up your voice right now. Give thanks to God. He answers prayers. What a God we serve. I know there is joy in heaven right now. The hearts of the children are returning to their fathers. Lift up your voice. Give thanks to God. Give thanks to God. Cleansing has taken place. Turnaround has taken place. Spirituality is the bedrock of making the most of destiny. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' awesome name we have prayed. Hands lifted towards heaven in the name of Jesus and by the force backing this commission. For everyone here trapped by any form of iniquity, that snare is broken. Wherever you are across the nations of the earth, receive your liberty. Now I decree, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, your foundation is refortified. The thirst and the knack for iniquity shall be found no more in your destiny. Righteousness and spirituality becomes the greatest pleasure of your destiny. And by this, by the unction upon his servants, our father in the faith, we shall make the most of our destiny. Just like Paul, I decree from today, a new dawn has begun for you. So shall it be. In the name of Jesus Christ, the prophecy has come. Jesus has come. But he says, when I come, I won't force myself on you. I will knock. If you open, I will come in. If you reject me, I will go to the next person. All heads bowed. All eyes closed. If you are here right now and you are not born again, everybody take your seat. 1 minute. Take your seat. 1 minute. You are not born again. Jesus is already knocking. There is no better time to make this decision. You want to hand over your life to Christ so as to make the most of that life. I'd like you to please stand to your feet wherever you are. God bless you. All eyes closed. We are still in the mood of prayer right now. Stand to your feet. Our officials, we place in your hand a slip. You shall be required to feel so God's servant can stand with you in prayers. Because this journey is one that you need help to make. No one can make it on his own or her own. We are standing with you, strong in the faith. Stand to your feet. The second call is for those who by reason of circumstances have strayed from the faith and you want to make a return to God. You backslid, you want to run back to him. Stand to your feet right now, very quickly. Stand to your feet right now. He loves you. He loves you. I know you won't deceive yourself. Stand to your feet right now, very quickly. Wherever you are, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. you are making that decision. I am not ashamed of the gospel. What am I ashamed of? I can't be ashamed of what is gainful. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. God bless you. God bless you. They are still standing. Are you tired of clapping? Heaven is rejoicing. There is joy in heaven over one sinner that repents. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. All of you standing, please bow your heads as we pray. Say these prayers with me. My Father in heaven, I come to you as a sinner. I repent of my sins, and I believe that Jesus Christ, your Son, died to set me free. I receive him today as my Lord and my Savior. Wash my sins with his blood. I am born again because I believe in you. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' awesome name. And the rising giants will shout a loud amen. Please fill up your cards, take your seat, and hand it over to the officials close to you. Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise. Good news! We are all reminded of our encounter night, the second in the series, beginning by 7 p.m. tonight. What time? Make sure you come on time, grab your seat, rest well, meditate on God's word, and reel out your action points. Start immediately. Tomorrow, God is going to be topping on this building with another force that will aid you make the most of your life. I'd like to invite others to be part of it, either on ground or online, and the Lord will bless you. Remember, the time remains the same, tomorrow, 3 p.m. See you then. But I know many of you that came today will return tomorrow with a testimony. You are the one returning with a testimony. Jump up and shout aloud, amen. Go in peace. Return with a testimony. We share the goodness in unison. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Shiloh 2020. Turnaround encounter. Congratulations.